Crenshaw, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Disastrous congressional testimony, plagiarism accusations, and pressure from donors have combined to force Harvard University President Claudine Gay to resign. More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
Gay's resignation comes nearly a month after she and the presidents of UPenn and MIT faced widespread condemnation following this testimony at a House education hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment, yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
House Republican Chair Elise Stefanik, a Harvard alum, posted, "Two down," referring to Gay and Penn President Liz McGill, who also resigned days after the hearing.
Would you say nice things in exchange for expensive jewelry? CBS's Robert Costa says a U.S. senator is now accused of doing just that.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez facing a new allegation. Menendez accused of making positive comments about Qatar in exchange for items including luxury watches.
The number of migrants coming into the U.S. from Mexico is dropping, says CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
There's been a significant decrease in migration, and officials are attributing that to increased enforcement by the Mexican government in the interior of Mexico to stem the flow of migration before migrants even reach the U.S. border.
A senior Hamas leader was assassinated Tuesday in a suburb of Beirut. Israel has declined to comment directly on the attack, however. CBS's Ian Lee in Tel Aviv says some are concerned the killing will result in a widening of the conflict in the Middle East.
Israeli officials say the war could last throughout the year until Hamas is destroyed. But many Palestinians wonder what price they'll have to pay until the fighting ends.
He's accused of stealing millions of dollars from his clients, and now a federal judge has ruled that attorney Tom Girardi is competent to stand trial. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
Girardi is the attorney who famously worked with Erin Brockovich, and more recently, the estranged husband of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane.
Some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds.
Who for years while married flaunted an opulent lifestyle with him by her side. The 84-year-old is facing multiple counts of wire fraud, which carries 20 years in prison on each count.
The Federal Trade Commission has fined a company that sold deceptively gathered leads to telemarketers and robocallers $7 million. The agency says ResponseTree operated more than 50 websites that collected personal information from consumers, then sold it to companies who called those consumers to try to sell them solar panels and hearing aids. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings' zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds overnight, a chance of flurries as well, with light winds and lows near the 30-degree mark. On your Wednesday, flurries and light snow a possibility. Otherwise, cloudy skies in the late day will climb to the middle 30s. We'll continue with a light west wind. It's 30 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Sommers on the board. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. Welcome in to another fine show, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Sommers, we have survived the first full day of 2024.
That we have. And I wonder how many days it'll take me this year to stop writing 2023.
Do you do that too?
Yeah, yes, I feel like a lot of people do that, but I know. I can be pretty bad about it.
I know. And sometimes I'll get good at it by the middle of January. Then all of a sudden in February or March, I'll write the previous year out of it.
Oh, yeah. You know. Or I've even done it like 2 years ago before.
Have you really?
In March.
2 years in the past?
I think it was just one time, but I remember it because it was so embarrassing. I think wrote it on an assignment in school in pen, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll hope that, we all remember, right, 2024 on – people don't write a lot of checks anymore, but when you're signing stuff or whatever, yes, it's 2024. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday, the 2nd of January. Just FYI, we are pre-recording this show, and we'll be back with a brand new show live, all live, tomorrow on Wednesday the 3rd. So looking forward to being back this studio live with you tomorrow, Mr. Sommers.
And me as well.
Yeah, should be fun. Thought we'd take a little time here to start. And most of the show today is going to be previous content. We're calling it some of the best of 2023. So sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, and look forward to an all-new show tomorrow with your phone calls as well. But according to People Magazine, says the ultimate 2024 horoscope prediction guide, according to celebrity astrologer Kyle Thomas, says 2024 could be your year. With 2024 just underway, it's time to gear up for a year that celebrity astrologer Kyle Thomas tells People Magazine, quote, brings many opportunities for all zodiac signs, unquote, in various facets of their lives. While 2024 will look different for each person, with some having, quote, a bit more cosmic luck on their side when it comes to love specifically, the year's impact will be determined based on everyone's respective zodiac sign. However, collectively, Thomas, who is known for his cosmic guidance for celebrities, business execs, and prominent influencers, says 2024, quote, certainly promises more fun, surprises, and chances to step outside of one's comfort zone and change up the routine, unquote. How about that?
Well, I'd be curious to go and see what the 2023 article said and see if they changed any words.
Don't be a Debbie Downer. I'm not going back to 2023.
So anyway,
we're in 2024.
If you couldn't tell, I'm not much of an astrology person.
I am not. I don't live by astrology, but I find it fascinating because you know, I have some friends, you know, who are really into it, and it is fascinating. I mean, here's the thing I'll say. I do believe that whether it's by luck or whatever, that zodiac signs can be spot on with a lot of people. Like, for instance, I'm a Libra, and the traits of a Libra are, you look at, you know, the sign is a balance scale. And so Libras traditionally look at, you know, both sides of things and try to take in both viewpoints. Libras can fall into love quickly and also be very loyal. But once you're betrayed, you also fall out very quickly. And right or wrong, that's pretty spot on for Todd, at least those types of things.
I'm a Sagittarius, and here's a little summary. I just Googled Sagittarius traits, and the first thing that comes up, Sagittarius people are faithful, intelligent, forceful, and sympathetic.
Pretty good, I would
say. I can say that. At least some of that's accurate.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too sympathetic sometimes. Some of my friends say, well, at one point I was having a discussion with a bunch of my friends about wedding invitations, that should you be upset if someone doesn't invite you to their wedding?
Right.
And I said, no, under pretty much any circumstance, because there could be any number of reasons. It doesn't need to be your business. It's their wedding. They get to make it their special day. And it might hurt a little bit, but I feel like you got to just kind of get over it.
Yeah. No, I think that's true.
And then everybody else in the car was like, Aaron, if somebody punched you in the face, you'd say, sorry, I wasn't standing in the right spot for you. Take another crack at it.
So you're a Sagittarius, you're saying?
Yes.
All right, let's scroll down here. Here is your Sagittarius overall predictions by the astrologer here, the astrologer to the stars. Here it is. Things are looking in your favor this year, Sagittarius. In fact, Thomas says 2024 is a major year for your personal life. Well, 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 Mr. Zomers, thanks to significant planetary movement. First and foremost, Jupiter, the planet of expansion and luck, will cross you in the sky after May, potentially attracting, quote, a soulmate connection, unquote, or causing you to grow in your established union. Long-term plans could be a mode at this time, like a move-in or an engagement. Whoa, Mr. Zomers, once we're after May here, watch out. You better be looking for someone. exactly. Here we go. If you and your partner decide the spark is gone and you separate ways, Thomas says, you'll ultimately thrive better with more freedom. So there you go. He kind of covers his butt
there.
That's
just good advice.
Yeah, right. Thomas says this could lead you to align with a soulmate, fall in or out of love, or make external memories that live on in your heart forever. So that's what Sagittarius can look forward to in 2024. Let's see what old Toddy's got in store for the Libra sign in 2024. Well, this is quite the thing. Be prepared to look destiny in the eye, Libra. Due to the various eclipses that you experience in your zodiac sign through 2023, Thomas says the 2024 stage is now set for your next journey. On one hand, see, this is very Libra. On one hand, this. On the other hand, that. On one hand, Thomas says, this could cause alignment with a destined and committed partner. Well, you might even make long-term plans, like moving in together or getting engaged. Well, we find that we're... However, if the spring creeps up and you haven't yet found the one, Thomas says, you may find great luck in connecting with them in the next 6 months to follow. After or as you put yourself, be yourself, he suggests, be yourself. If you're in a relationship, well, I'm not, so it goes on from there. The year 2024 can also be a time when you opt to switch up your dating patterns thanks to Pluto, the planet of intensity. You may even see a big change around children or fertility, all right? Due to the planet's intensity, Thomas says, you might attract all or nothing romances, fatal attractions, or obsessive love stories.
Todd, you're living on the knife's edge there. You're going to have to be real careful.
I guess so. So I don't know. Does that mean a less Grindr app and more long term? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
It says the flames of love will be fanned in the second half of 2024, with travel potentially fueling that fire. If you're single, keep an open mind because someone marvelous could enchant you, he says. Lastly, the moment of the movement of Mars can ignite your desire for union, or instead cause friction to boil over in the middle of spring. Boil over in spring, Mr. Somers.
Well, at the same time, it can only boil over in spring. So maybe what I'm reading here is wait till spring is over.
Oh, look at this. Let me finish this up. The very end of the year can bring friendships, a wild social life, and popularity online, predicts Thomas. Quote, but be aware that an ex-old flame or someone who you had a passionate fling with could be coming back at that time and demanding answers.
So Todd's going to go viral next winter, but he's going to have lovers knocking at the door being like,
why did you leave me? That's a ridiculous astrological prediction.
That one's a lot more specific than mine was.
It's much more specific. I see 2020, this year is going to be busy with all of our election coverage, and we're going to ramp up the show. I am going to be traveling more around the state of Wisconsin.
That's true. That was already planned before you read this.
Yeah, it was already planned. But you understand, I don't have time for, you know, boiling over love life.
That's what Todd thinks. Not what the stars think.
And I certainly don't have time for an ex-flame to come back into my life at the end of the year. I don't have a lot of ex-flames, number one.
Well, that really narrows it down. You know who to watch out for.
I know exactly who to watch out for. I think he's going to be in a different state by then, probably.
Well, all right.
Am I going to travel there?
You got to do your best not to, I guess.
See, this is the part of astrology that I love, because it's just goofy and it creates good conversations.
That is true.
But the thing is, once in a while, they get it right. So is it that astrological signs have something to do with it, like the stars that we're born under, or is it like just luck or coincidence? I don't know.
It's impossible to tell. And ultimately, I think that reading stuff like this, as long as you treat it with the knowledge that it is not absolute, but you think about what they say, sometimes they just have good advice.
Right. Just solid, you know. I think sometimes astrology will focus more on you, the person. Like say, do this for yourself. And I think that's always healthy, whatever you are guided by, whatever faith or whatever you're guided by, to fix yourself, each of us should be looking internally and making our own lives better, because if we're happy and we take care of ourselves, ultimately that's better for our relationships with other people.
Absolutely.
That's what Kira Sabin tells me anyway.
And I feel like we can generally listen to her.
Absolutely. Always listen to her. We're going to have Kira Sabin, our life coach at relationship-quotient.com,
yes.
Right? She'll be back in later on in 2024. Well, we have a great show for you planned. Some best of episodes in this segment are the rest of the show on the 2nd of January, 2023. And then tomorrow, 2024.
We
already did it, 2024. And then tomorrow, right here on Wednesday, Mr. Zomers, I'll be back with you live, an all new live show tomorrow to kick off the new year, taking your phone calls, catching up a little bit on politics that we missed the last few days, and setting the table for what's ahead in politics, in particular the state of Wisconsin in 2024.
You can find out if either of us already made a resolution and failed to keep it.
Right, exactly. So stay tuned. Keep it right here. We appreciate your listenership. Enjoy some of this best of in the rest of today's episode. We'll be back with you tomorrow, live right here. For now, this is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 12 noon.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that this is a replay of a conversation we had in the last week or so about what makes America America, and how Donald Trump's campaign has increasingly borrowed from Hitler, of all people, in his speeches. Todd takes your calls on what makes America special. Before moving on to an edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Both this hour and next, we'll be replaying some of our greatest hits with Luke. So even though we don't have a new edition of Tuesday Tangents for you today, you can still scratch that itch just a little bit. Since today is a pre-recorded show, please be aware that nobody will actually be able to take your calls on this topic. So just listen to what other people have had to say, and maybe it'll give you something to think about. Enjoy.
Right now, these comments by former President Trump for the last few days, quoting Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, saying that immigrants to the United States are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of America. He was, I believe this is from Iowa. Is this correct, Mr. Sommers, this clip here of the last couple of days down in Iowa?
Yes.
And once, you know, people said, look, he's quoting Hitler after he said this, he once again quotes Hitler and denies it. And again, I'm not playing this to give out, to help Trump. But I want you to hear it in his words so you know that's not Todd's interpretation when I say things. I want you to know this is exactly what the former president said. Here's Trump on his comments on immigration.
It's crazy what's going on. They're ruining our country. And it's true. They're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that. And I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that. In a much different way. No, they're coming from all over the world, people all over the world. We have no idea. They could be healthy. They could be very unhealthy. They could bring in disease that's going to catch on in our country, but they do bring in crime. But they have them coming from all over the world.
So there was the president a couple days ago down in Iowa, once again spewing forth hatred and just blatant lies. Just blatant lies that somehow immigrants to this country, again, to quote Hitler, are, quote, poisoning the blood and putting out all these things that he says that immigrants do. Some of it's just 100% not true. Some of it is the same thing that, you know, Americans get sick. Americans have disease. I mean, people who are already American citizens. So, you know, it's not anything that anybody else in the world, including Americans, have.
Also of note, him saying that he has never read Mein Kampf. According to some reporting done by a few different news outlets, including the Daily Beast, there was an article, an interview with his wife, Ivana, his first wife, Ivana Trump, in 1990, detailing that he did keep a book of Adolf Hitler's speeches next to his bed.
Including Mein Kampf. So, yes, there's that. His ex-wife, who is now dead, and was friendly towards him, you know, after their divorce, said that he, in fact, did read this stuff. So, again, we're not surprised, I don't think, anybody, by the fact that he's lying even about reading Hitler. Here's the thing. What Trump is doing is playing on the fears of many Americans. Regular listeners to this show know I have a lot of friends from Central America. My family was a host family in Richland Center, a 5,000-person town in southwest Wisconsin, predominantly white. We were able to do that through the University of Wisconsin-Richland, who, of course, Jay Rothman and UW System is closed. But it was one of the great assets of that campus to meet people from other countries, and it literally changed my life. And what Trump is trying to do is say, anytime you see somebody who's not white, be suspicious of them. Because how do we know if someone is a documented immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, or a naturalized citizen? If you lined up 10 brown people off the street, how do you know which one is quote unquote legal? Does Trump want us to now go back to stop and frisk? Show us your papers? Do all Americans now have to keep an identity card? We're going to go back to having Star of David's put on our back? What's Trump's end game here? It's basically to divide us. All right? I want to read you a poem. Speaking of New York City, it appears on a statue. You may have heard of it. It's called the Statue of Liberty. The poem is by Emma Lazarus. It's dated November 2nd, 1883. It's called The New Colossus. We hear a couple of lines from this frequently, but let me give you the entire poem. Quote, not like the brazen giant of Greek fame with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our washed sea, sunset gates shall stand, a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities fame. Quote, keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, she cries, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. It's a great poem. And if you look what it's saying is, like not like the Greek giants, all right? Not like the Europeans over there that have these long-storied kings and queens. But here at our sea-washed sunset gates, I stand a mighty woman. Her torch is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, literally, Mother of Exiles. America is the mother of exiles, the people that other countries don't want. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Not welcome for white people. Not welcome just for Christians. Worldwide welcome. She says, keep, you know what, all you ancient lands, Greece and Italy and Rome, keep your pomp and circumstance. Keep all your fanciness. Give me, America, your tired people, your poor people, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free for freedom. Give me the wretched refuse, the trash of the other countries. Give it to me, America. Send these, the homeless people, those tempest-tossed souls, to me. I lift my lamp, America's lamp, beside the golden door. It's what America is supposed to be. It's what America is. It's a great melting pot. We are all immigrants. Unless you are a Native American or of Native American descent, I got news for you. That lamp was lifted for you and me, all of us, and it still remains lifted for those new exiles coming to our shore today. And it is more than American. It is America to come here as an immigrant. We'll take your calls on the other side, 844-967-2789. Also, Luke Mathers and Thursday Tangents with Luke. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tahlo Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief, controversial congressional testimony, and accusations of plagiarism have forced Harvard's president to resign. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Pressure had been building on Claudine Gay to step down. Even though she apologized for her testimony last month, it wasn't enough, making her the shortest serving president in the history of the university.
More allegations have been made against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
The indictment accuses Menendez and his wife Nadine of receiving gold and tickets to a Formula One race in exchange for helping a businessman negotiate a multi-million dollar investment for a real estate project in New Jersey.
There's been a drop in the number of people coming into the U.S. from Mexico, so now the Border Patrol is reopening some border crossings, says CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez.
Customs and Border Protection had to suspend processing of commercial and legal travel. Agents were diverted to the field so they could process migrants.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It is going to be a cloudy day today with a few scattered light snow showers or flurries by about midday into the afternoon. Our high right around 35, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 23. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 31 on Friday. Cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, reminding you that today is a pre-recorded show of one of our last editions of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. First, we continue taking your calls to wrap up the subject of immigration and the former president's dangerous rhetoric, but then we continue with some more tangents from Luke. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It is now 34 minutes past hour of 12 noon. That music means it's time to tangent with our very own Luke Mathers, executive producer of Civic Media. Thank you, Luke, for being flexible. You gave up your Tuesday slot so we could do our salute to the Air National Guard. You gave it up for a general, so not bad.
Did I give it up or was it forcibly taken? No, I'm just kidding.
It was forcibly taken, but I thought it sounded better if I said
you
gave up.
You know what, Brigadier General David May said? He said that we all serve. And so you know what, Luke?
That was my service for the week.
Yeah. And being back with us.
Joining on a Thursday for some tangents instead of Tuesday. Still going for the alliteration.
Exactly. We get to a tangent. Well, we're going to start off with a little more serious tangent, pick up where we left off, talking about these comments by former President Trump the last few days, quoting Adolf Hitler, saying that immigrants to this country are, quote, poisoning the blood, unquote, of our country, and making other ridiculous statements. They're just factually untrue. And right before we went to break there, I read the poem, The New Colossus, in its entirety. Because, you know, we all kind of hear, you know, give me your huddled masses, you need to breathe free. But if you look at the entire poem, which isn't that long, I mean, it literally is saying, look, other countries like Italy and Greece and kings and queens and all this storied pomp, it literally says pomp, it rejects that. Mm-hmm. It says, no, give me, America, the people that you don't want. Because that's what we're going to build a country on an ideal of freedom and democracy. We don't always get there quite yet. We're still struggling to. Yeah. But that is the ideal to which we hold. We're not a country that's sewn together by ethnicity or race or geography or religion, but rather an ideal, Luke.
Yeah, and a promise to yearn for a more perfect union. That's what to me is beautiful about the preamble too. Mm-hmm. More perfect union, like not a perfect union. You're never going to get there,
right?
But more perfect. And then this poem, I honestly haven't read that since
long
school,
time, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's why I thought it was just good
I think it's an excellent reminder, especially in the time of the holiday season where this is the togetherness time.
Right.
And division and vitriol, words like vermin and poisoning of blood, like that goes against our ideals as a nation and where we all are in our personal lives right now of the seasons of celebrating and being together. And it's just, it's really, really sickening to hear when rhetoric like that is heard.
What are your thoughts on this? We have a couple of people still hanging on. If you want to call in, join Thursday Tangent with Luke. Give your thoughts on the former president's comments and also your perspective on immigration in general. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomer started at the top there. Very good. Dave in Madison listening on WMDX here in Madison, Mad City Radio. What say you? Dave, go ahead.
Are you calling?
Yep, Dave, you're on the air.
Great. Now I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, we sure have moved away from American values as expressed in that Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty. And it's a shame, you know. We live in an aging population. America has an aging population, about 60,000 people. About 60,000 people are About 60,000 people are retiring every single week. They're not paying taxes.
Uh-huh.
We're aging, and they're not paying into Social Security. Yet we have this godsend of 150,000 people approximately at our border every month, and there are young families that are going to be doing that for the rest of their lives. Immigrants, we know, also commit a lot less crime. So the more immigrants we have, the chances of any individual being targeted for a crime are a lot better. There is 40% of the S&P 500 were established by first generation immigrants, there's about three times as entrepreneurial. You know, if you see immigrant communities and immigrants have all kinds of businesses, and that's very noticeable, too. They're about 25% of the Nobel Prizes, also first-generation immigrants, and I can go on and on.
I appreciate
it. I'm sorry I got a little...
No, appreciate the facts. Right. Appreciate the facts, Dave. Thanks so much. Dave gives us some great info there, Luke, that, again, our country's built on it. We are a country of immigrants.
Yeah, to think anything otherwise is usually just used to, you know, stoke up political fears among certain people. And it's used as unfortunately, a rallying cry for a lot of different points throughout history. And we're not immune to that here in 2023 and soon to be 2024.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Frank in beautiful Milwaukee, listening to us on the Shaw, WAUK. Frank, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Your reading of the Emma Lazarus poem drove me to tears. This entire nation, every last human being in this country has an immigrant heritage. Even the Indians came from Asia. A true Indian has dark hair, slit eyes, and a dark skin. Every person, half the plants, half the animals, we are all immigrants. Isn't Trump's wife an immigrant, or am I getting something wrong here?
No, you're right. He married two immigrant wives.
Yeah, well, that's another story. I don't want to comment on Trump because he's so vile. I can't. It's hard for me not to to say something negative. I always thought if I could invent a swear word 100 feet long, it wouldn't describe his vileness.
Appreciate it.
What you did, reading that poem, I know it by heart. Uh-huh. Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry. Who yearn to be free?
Yeah.
I lift my lamp beside the golden door. That's us. That's all of us. Mm. That's every last human being in this country. And about that poem that's so good is it talks about the poor and the needy. Mm-hmm. Every religion, Christianity, Jews, Muslims, others, say, take care of the poor and the needy. Alms for the poor. You can go on and on. It was wonderful that you read that.
God bless you.
God bless America. And I feel so fortunate. I symbolically kiss the ground every time I get up. And in my obituary, I'm going to say something about, I won the lottery. I was born and raised in America.
Well said, Frank. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your passionate words. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Mark in the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, and thanks for reading that poem. And it brought me to think of Donald Trump and the description that was given to Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel has ever struck a generous fire, secret, self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. And he doesn't seem that way when he's out there, you know, milking his crowd for his own for his own pleasure. But he doesn't give anything out for, you know, it's all about him.
Yeah.
And it's just sad in the you know, sentiments that, and I won't, you know, read it right now, but people can look it up. But, you know, Bob Cratchit's nephew's speech to him when he first invites old Scrooge to Christmas dinner, saying that this is supposed to be a charitable time of year. It's supposed to be the one time of year that we, you know, reach out to our fellow man, consider all of us our fellow travelers, you know, through this world, you know, and not just some strange breed of creature that is alien to us.
Yep.
That's what we should feel. I mean, it's hard to feel charitable toward the people on the other side of the aisle sometimes, and I suffer from that as well. But we kind of have to. I mean, it is regardless of your religious persuasion that this is the time of year we've chosen to, you know, recognize, you know, the birth of Jesus, whether you believe in him or not. Mm-hmm. And it was originally just a pagan holiday, and the Pope said, "Well, let's move Jesus' birth to this time of year." And celebrate it here at the shortest time of the year when the sun actually starts to come back to us. I mean, at least for us in the Northern Hemisphere, that the days start to get longer and the light.
Thank goodness they do, right? Hey, Mark.
Soon, yeah, starting tomorrow, right?
Right. Finally start to get longer. Mark, always great words from you, Mark from the SAC. Appreciate it, my friend. Happy holidays. Thanks for calling in. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Thursday Tangent Luke, with Luke. if I can say his name, Luke Mathers.
No worries,
these darn swabs I stuck up my nose for the COVID test. It's got me all verklempt.
Hey, but you're negative. You're good.
Yes,
you're all set.
But you hit on this earlier in one of your comments that it's the holiday time of year when we're supposed to be, to Mark's point and yours, we're charitable. These comments by the former president really couldn't have come in a... There's never a good time for this, but it seems particularly bad.
Yeah, it's additional salt in the wound, but I agree with you. This is never a good time to say hateful rhetoric like that.
No, not at all. Mr. Thomas, any more calls here on this subject? Maybe one more? All right, very good. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Kenosha, one of our brand new stations in the Civic Media Radio Network at WRJN and Racine in Kenosha. Pat in Kenosha, thanks for calling and listening. What say you?
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're talking about immigration and the people. We can't sustain 12 million immigrants. I mean, they're getting phones and money. You know, my parents came from East Germany to come here, and they did it legally. Don't you agree that it should be done legally?
I absolutely believe that immigration should be done legally, and I'm really glad you bring this up. Because it gives me a chance as a person who worked for 5 years in immigration for a United States congressman and dealt with this, that part of the, I know this because I was in the room. Part of the problem that we have with immigration in this country is that Congress, both Republicans and quite frankly, Democrats, don't want to put in the money to adequately staff the processing of immigration. Let me tell you a quick story. When I worked for former Congressman Klug in the 90s, we had a staffer who went to Marquette University, originally from American Samoa, and came here legally, got a scholarship on an F-1 visa, and he did an internship for us, all legally. And my boss, the congressman, wanted to hire him. So he applied for an H-1B visa, a legal visa to work in our office. The immigration department lost the application for an H-1B visa for a United States congressman not once, not twice, but three times over the course of a year and a half. During that time, he actually legitimately met a young woman, fell in love, and he ended up getting married. That's how he ended up being here legally. But had it been left up to the process of what is the legal process, he would have been an undocumented person. So I agree with you, Pat. We have to do it. We should be doing it legally. But until we have people in Congress willing to make tough decisions and staff our system well, and have a process that makes sense to people back home, and also, by the way, join that with a foreign policy that actually invests in democracies and where a lot of these people are coming from, that will also slow it down. Until we do all of that, it's pretty hard to look someone in the eye and say, look, I got family in New York or Wisconsin or Los Angeles, and I just want to go and work at a car wash. And that's the problem, Pat.
Yeah, and I think that you've got also the aspect of legal immigration has been slowed in recent years.
Yes.
Even your story from your experience of seeing those visas get rejected, sorry to date you, Todd, but...
No, it's been a while. Yeah, absolutely.
It's been some time since that happened. The 4 years of the Trump administration, he and his administration were not shy about saying that they wanted to try to bring immigration, even legal immigration, as low as they possibly could. We were sitting
Muslim
and waiting.
Ban, other things?
We're waiting. There's not enough attorneys and immigration lawyers in the United States and at the border to be able to process all this stuff. And so you see a backlog, and that's why you're seeing an increase in illegal or undocumented immigration, because we don't have the capacity and we are willfully not funding the capacity to allow people to come through the legal channels. And so
also, you're absolutely right.
It's a bad faith argument most of the time when you hear people just say, well, come here legally. And it's just unfortunate to hear.
And also don't forget the Title 42 thing that was all predicated on the pandemic and COVID. That's what forced a lot of people to stay in Mexico while they're waiting for asylum. Again, I've done asylum cases. I know what that is. And that also needs to be reformed. But it takes a bipartisan effort to get this stuff done.
And you have to agree government works. And
exactly.
So you just hear a lot of people just saying it's not going to work, so we're not going to do anything.
Luke Mathers, Thursday Tangents with Luke. We're going to turn the page, lighten it up a bit, talk about Secret Santas and what grinds Luke's gears. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Thanks for sticking with us on the Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, reminding you that we're listening to a pre-recorded episode today, a previous edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Enjoy.
It's bright.
So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
As a matter of fact, it's Luke Mathers coming here today to the Todd Allball Show. Welcome back. It is joy and cheer. It is like the Immaculate Conception. Is Luke Mathers here? I'm not even sure what that means.
No. But,
welcome back to the show. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Thank you for that fine holiday music, Mr. Zobbers.
You couldn't have picked the boss's version? Come on.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
I also
still take it as a threat. So.
Really? It's a threat?
I told you, because the basement needs to get done, that Santa Claus coming to town is a threat.
We weren't going to talk about this, but here we go.
Yeah,
Luke's not in a great mood. He's salty. He's sleepless.
It's trying times. Yeah.
You're redoing the basement for mm-hmm. because you're hosting mm-hmm. the holidays. Mm-hmm. It didn't go particularly well last night.
No.
But to your credit, you did not give up.
I did not, and so I'm going to keep at it. And all things hopefully will from here will go according to plan. And by Saturday, we're going to be all set to go.
I have complete faith in you. Just like Santa, you'll work your magic. Luke Mathers, what grinds your gears this week? And I have a feeling it has to do with Secret Santa.
Well, how do you celebrate when you do Secret Santa? And we can get Mr. Zommer's opinion on this one too.
Yeah.
But how do you celebrate Secret Santa when you participate in a group Secret Santa?
Well, I haven't done it in a while, but usually in the past, you put everybody's name into a hat
mm-hmm.
and then you draw a name out. You don't tell that individual. Usually there's a dollar figure or mm-hmm. some sort of a theme.
Okay.
And then you buy a gift within those parameters. You wrap it or box it or bag it so that the other person doesn't know. And then you receive said gift. And sometimes that's it. Sometimes there's an opportunity to like guess who your Secret Santa is for some sort of additional prize.
Okay. We don't have the additional prize. But normally that's how I participate, is right. that you have to guess who
right.
your Secret Santa is at the
end.
The
whole point, secret, is in the word,
and
or
so
the title.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Hang on. I gotta set the table still, right. Zombers, and then you'll get to come in.
Seems
buddy.
Pretty set to me.
Yeah. Well, here at Civic Media, the producers, we do weekly joint calls where we get on all together talking about what's going on throughout this excellent radio network that we have put together here at Civic Media. And so I suggested, I was like, you know what would be fun? And we're not all in the same location, so
right.
I knew there was going to be some logistical hurdles, but I was like, we should do a producer's Secret Santa. And
fantastic.
So everybody, I didn't force anybody to participate.
Sure.
I was like, anybody that wants to join, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
We sent out names. And the amount of logistical questions still that came out of this was very, very just
surprising.
Surprising
right.
to me. Surprising was a good term. But the way that I've always done Secret Santa is you kind of try to secretly or sneakily get the gift for whoever you have and then let them guess. And earlier this week, Mr. Sommers walks into the office.
It is I, your Secret Santa.
He literally has has a gift in his hand, and he's walking up to me, and I was like, oh, perfect. Aaron's going to need a little help delivering that to whoever. I was like, I can't wait, because I told all the other producers. I was like, I go between the studios. I'm in different areas, so sure. Let me know if you need help transporting any of the Secret Santa gifts across the Civic Media Network. And so this is back of my mind. I'm like, all right, perfect. Zomers is going to just ask me to drop this off in Waukesha or make sure it gets up to Green Bay or wherever it needed to go. And Aaron walks up and goes, I am your Secret Santa. And handed me the presents.
Okay, can I explain myself?
Yeah, all right, the floor is yours, Mr. Zomers.
So first of all, the meeting at which you pitched Secret Santa to everybody, I was not at.
Yes.
You spoke to me about it previously. So that was not a mentioned thing to me. Also, Andrew from Verona texted in, Zomers must have grown up doing a stocking or gift exchange. The secret is not the point. That's where I'm at. The first Secret Santa I've done that I remember was in like second grade. And we all got assigned different people from the class. And you're like, it can be as cheap as you want. It can be handmade or you can buy something. Just make sure it's below $5 or $10 or whatever. And it's a secret during that time. And the secret part is where they try and figure out if maybe it's not one of your closest friends, you got to try and figure out what they might like. So you talk to other people and you sneak around. That's the sneaky part. And then on the day where everyone brings in their gift, they walk up and they're like, hey, I'm your Secret Santa. Here you go. And they're like, I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't figure it out.
That sounds like a Santa reveal.
That's the way I've always done it. We've done that in my family as well.
Exposing Santa.
That's illegal.
Santa should not be doing that.
Right, somebody from Andrew from Verona says, that's what an elf on the shelf does to a child, turns them into a paranoid Luke Mathers.
I never was an elf on the shelf kid either.
Elf on the shelf is too much.
I'm a procrastinator at heart, and therefore the deadline of hosting Christmas. That's what it is, Andrew. All right, it's not a paranoid elf on the shelf thing. I know that Christmas is coming, and I agreed to host everybody, so I have to follow through and make sure that I have done what I need to be done.
Well, we have 2 minutes here. Are you going to open up said gifts? You each, Mr. Zomers, do you have yours?
No.
Oh, you have yours. All right.
So we just know. See, everybody else is participating. And
all right.
Trying
so
to
here
do
we go.
Secretly.
Here we go. Here's the reveal of the Secret Santa.
I told
Santa.
Aaron, I was like, well, since it's not a surprise now that I know you're my Secret Santa, let's have some fun and be surprised with what it is on the air.
All right. Very
so
good.
I'm going to.
It's not wrapped in an especially.
There
secret
it is.
Way.
It's a 12-pack from Knuckleheads. Very fine. Fantastic. That's great.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that, very nice.
There we go.
Here.
And what's I got the title? Nice book. It's the Democracy Awakening.
Book. No.
No. It's by Heather Cox Richardson.
Oh, nice.
And it's the Notes on the State of America. And it's a very...
Well, that's really cool.
Democracy.
Luke,
yeah.
Luke what? Mathers will be happy to know I purchased it from A Room of One's Own, a local bookstore that supports LGBT folks.
There we go.
That's great.
That is excellent because I couldn't find a way without, I think, sharing the Amazon wish list thing for the thing that we had set up, but I did put a note for any of the books that I put on there. Please buy locally. So thank you so much, Aaron.
Yeah, I was at A Room of One's Own Christmas shopping for somebody else, and I saw that book on display. I was like, I didn't think they'd have this here, but that was on Luke's wish list, so I'm buying it.
Perfect.
See, regardless of whether it's secret or not, all's well that ends well.
And hopefully, Aaron, you will get to tell the tale of if somebody surprises you, or you got a gift already, right? You got to.
Opened it.
Okay, so you get to surprise yourself when guess who was your Secret Santa when you open your Secret Santa gift.
And if the other producers are listening right now, I have no idea who it is. I have no idea what it is. It's a little red bag with some bizarre shapes inside, and I cannot tell what it is. I have no clue.
Oh, you're one of those where you kind of like shake the box and everything, trying to figure out what the puzzle is? Before?
No, but because it was in a soft bag, and I picked it up, you by nature have to feel what's in it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
That was a fantastic ending. Anyway, it was delivered by our own Buddy the Elf, Chris Casper, at the holiday party. So it was fantastic. Luke Mathers, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
To you as well, Tom.
Thank you very much. That's the great Luke Mathers. We'll see you in the new year ahead. Stay tuned. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is